96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Residents in Hayward took part in a nationwide day of protest Friday, joining what organizers call the May Day Strong movement. The demonstrations were held on May 1st, a date historically tied to labor rights, with events happening in communities across the country. Organizers say May Day Strong is a nationwide day of action centered on workers and broader economic and political concerns. In Hayward, people gathered at the intersection of Highway 63 and 27, holding signs and waving to passing drivers. Joanne, a local resident and former nurse, says she attended the protest because she's always hoped for a better future for her children and grandchildren.
I'm discouraged because I don't see that it is a better place. And so I feel like I still want to do things. I don't feel hopeless. I think there's hope, but I think it's going to take some work, and I really want to see things get better.
When asked what changes she'd like to see, Joanne pointed to healthcare access.
I have seen people over the many years I've been a nurse, I've seen people who have not been able to afford healthcare, and they have sacrificed their healthcare for paying their rent, feeding their families.
Another local protester, Hazel, pointed to a range of concerns, including global issues, healthcare, immigration, and the environment. She says seeing others at the rally gave her a sense of encouragement.
It does help to know there's more people wanting America to be a democracy.
The local event was organized by Up North Engaged and the Democratic Party of Sawyer County and La Couturier Reservation. Organizers also collected donations for a local food shelf during the event, connecting the protest to broader community needs. Similar demonstrations were held across the North Woods, including in Rice Lake, Rhinelander, Woodruff, and Ashland. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says walleye and muskie fishing seasons will continue as normal on state lakes following a federal court ruling involving the Lac-du-Flambeau band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. A federal judge in the Western District of Wisconsin issued a temporary restraining order on Friday, blocking recent efforts by the tribe to restrict non-tribal fishing for walleye and muskie on several lakes within the reservation area, as well as limits on certain fishing methods like forward-facing sonar. The state of Wisconsin filed a federal lawsuit Thursday, asking the court to stop enforcement of those restrictions on anglers licensed by the state. In recent weeks, the tribe had closed multiple lakes to non-tribal fishing, citing concerns about declining walleye and muskie populations and declaring a state of emergency to protect fisheries. For now, the court order means non-tribal anglers may continue fishing as usual while the case moves forward. Wisconsin dairy farmers are getting updated guidance on avian flu rules for moving cattle across state lines. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture says lactating dairy cows coming from states without avian flu cases, including Wisconsin, no longer need to be tested before being moved to another state. That change takes effect immediately. Department officials say Wisconsin qualifies as an unaffected state under a federal milk testing program, meaning ongoing surveillance has shown no signs of avian flu in dairy herds. The updated guidance also removes the testing requirement for lactating dairy cows attending fairs and exhibitions in Wisconsin, as long as they meet federal status standards. Health officials emphasize that milk remains safe to drink, noting that pasteurization inactivates the virus and infected milk is kept out of the commercial supply. Federal agencies continue to consider the public health risk low. Even with the change, producers are still being urged to maintain strong biosecurity practices and report any unusual illness in their herds. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Residents in Hayward took part in a nationwide day of protest Friday, joining what organizers call the May Day Strong movement. The demonstrations were held on May 1st, a date historically tied to labor rights, with events happening in communities across the country. Organizers say May Day Strong is a nationwide day of action centered on workers and broader economic and political concerns. In Hayward, people gathered at the intersection of Highway 63 and 27, holding signs and waving to passing drivers. Joanne, a local resident and former nurse, says she attended the protest because she's always hoped for a better future for her children and grandchildren.
I'm discouraged because I don't see that it is a better place. And so I feel like I still want to do things. I don't feel hopeless. I think there's hope, but I think it's going to take some work, and I really want to see things get better.
When asked what changes she'd like to see, Joanne pointed to healthcare access.
I have seen people over the many years I've been a nurse, I've seen people who have not been able to afford healthcare, and they have sacrificed their healthcare for paying their rent, feeding their families.
Another local protester, Hazel, pointed to a range of concerns, including global issues, healthcare, immigration, and the environment. She says seeing others at the rally gave her a sense of encouragement.
It does help to know there's more people wanting America to be a democracy.
The local event was organized by Up North Engaged and the Democratic Party of Sawyer County and Lacouture Reservation. Organizers also collected donations for a local food shelf during the event, connecting the protest to broader community needs. Similar demonstrations were held across the North Woods, including in Rice Lake, Rhinelander, Woodruff, and Ashland. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to North Woods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The first group of Ridgeland Farms Beagles are out of Wisconsin. A plane carrying more than a dozen dogs was seen departing the Badger State en route to New Jersey. Dozens of others were taken by vehicle to New York, and all will be placed in no-kill shelters as they wait to be adopted. This after the Blue Mounds Research Facility and animal advocacy groups announced last week the purchase of the majority of Ridgeland Farms dogs. Officials told WKOW sick and worn-out dogs were prioritized for the plane ride. A record $25.8 billion. That's how much tourism added to Wisconsin's economy last year as Travel and Tourism Week gets underway. State leaders say it's the third year in a row of record-breaking growth. More than 114 million people visited Wisconsin in 2024, boosting local businesses and tax revenue. Officials say the industry remains a key part of the state's economy. Updated numbers for this year are expected in June. Wisconsin is setting a new record for the average price for a gallon of diesel fuel. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of diesel is $5.66. The previous record was set in June of 2022, when diesel hit an average price of $5.52. The current state average is just above $4. And most candidates for Wisconsin governor support using state money to help bring passenger rail between Milwaukee and Madison, but not everyone is on board. The plan would cost the state about $2.5 million a year, plus a share of more than $200 million to build it, with the federal government covering most of the construction. JS Online reports that Democrat Mandela Barnes and Joel Brennan say they're open but stop short of a full commitment. While Republican Tom Tiffany opposes the idea, travelers can get between the two cities now by using a bus service, which runs several routes a day. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding closed practices with their new coaching staff. The team signing NFL veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. New defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon asked if he'd heard the news.
Yeah, I just met him before I walked in the door. He's a good player, man. Played against him a long time, but accurate, and he's mobile. You know, so those are the two things that pop me. He's a playmaker. Can deliver the ball accurately, and it's hard to get him down in the pocket.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cardinals at it again tonight for Game 2 of their three-game series in St. Louis. Milwaukee losing to the Cards last night 6-3. The Brewers got back Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn after each missing time injured.
A lot of encouraging things, but they're playing good. They're playing with confidence. We're not quite there yet, but I believe in these guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.